From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton.
It's been a kind of a tough week.
This past week has been tough. Yeah.
I know that we both sort of lost an idol, and maybe people are a little bit tired and weary of hearing about Steve Jobs, but he meant a lot to me, meant a lot to you.
Absolutely. Completely changed the way I discover music, I listen to music. So I was thinking that maybe we should sort of have him guest DJ in spirit, just this. We'll just do the first couple songs maybe this way. I brought in my iPod. Now, this iPod is one of the old ones. Do you remember the old?
Oh, man, you know, I didn't realize I'd missed the clicky wheel.
Little clicky wheel. And when I bought it, I thought, yeah, it's $500.
And it's just a music player.
And it's just a music player. But I thought, you know, in 2 years, this is going to be at the bottom of some junk drawer. And you know what? 6 years later, I still use it.
Wow.
I keep it in my car. It's for my car stereo, and it's still better than anything that's come out, you know, any kind of other MP3 player in the last 6 years. It's still better than that. It's amazing. So I thought, anyway, we could just hit random play here, see what comes up.
In honor of Steve.
Yeah, we'll give thanks to Steve Jobs. Beautiful. Do you remember this song?
Not yet. Let's hear it.
Not exist, we faithfully insist, failing in our separate ships from each tiny caravel, tiring and trying, the necessary dying, like the horseshoe crab in its proper season shed its shell, such distance from our friend, like a scratch across a lens, made everything look wrong from anywhere we stood, our paper blew away before we'd left the bay, so half blind we wrote these songs on sheets of salty wood. Caught me making eyes at the other boatman's wife. Heard me laughing louder at the jokes told by their daughter. I'd set my course for land, but you well understand. It takes a steady hand to navigate the gulf of water. Propeller spinning flames held acquaintance with the waves. As there's mistakes I've made, no rowing could outrun. Clock blow on the mast, I say I got no past. I'm nonetheless a librarian and secretary's son. Tarnish on my brass, mildew on my glass. I never want someone so crass as to want someone like me. But a few leagues off the shore, I've been a flashing oar. And I assure you it was not what I expected it to be. I still taste its kiss, that dull hook in my lip. Is the memory as useless as a rod without a reel? To an anger ever dry, seasick yet still dock. Captain spotted napping with his first mate as the wheel floating forgetfully along. With no need to be strong, we keep our confessions long. And when we pray, we keep it short. I drank a thimble full of fire, I'm not ever coming back. If ever you come near, I'll hold up my beer. Lord, I can never show you anything as beautiful as yours.
Do you remember that band?
I do. Yeah.
It's a group called Me Without You, all one word. And the record is called Brother Sister. The song was Mess of Men. It was a song that we first featured on All Songs Considered almost exactly 5 years ago in October of 2006.
When you got that iPod.
Yeah, and so this is probably something since I had the iPod was only a year old then. I probably threw this song on. It was still fresh in my mind. But that's the thing that's so awesome about this is the randomly discovering some song you've completely forgotten about. Well, I'd love to hear whatever your iPod comes up with.
All right. Sorry. It's kind of creepy, really.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go, Steve. That was totally random. That really choked me off.
Me too. Thanks, Steve Jobs. And I sure hope you left a roadmap behind for maybe the next 20, 25 years. We could use it.
I'm not a guy who believes in the hereafter, but I'd like to think that he's hanging out with George and John.
At the Genius Bar?
At the Genius Bar. Yeah. And George just played him a really nice solo.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, we want to play some new music, too, and you've got an exclusive that you wanted to share.
Yeah, but I'm too choked up to think about it.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Jesus. That really was a perfect song.
Yeah.
Do you know First Aid Kit? Two Swedish sisters. I saw them last year at CMJ, and I was really knocked out by them, and then Jack White recorded a song with them or two.
Yeah, I do remember that.
They have a record. They opened for Bright Eyes when I just saw Bright Eyes at the 930 Club. They were fabulous. And Mike Mogus is working on their new record.
Oh, okay.
Record comes out in January around the 24th. They have a new single, which is also the title of the album. It's called The Lion's Roar, appropriate out of Steve Jobs, I might add.
Yeah.
Right. Some people might know First Aid Kit because they did a cover of Tiger Mountain Peasant song, a video that really caught on virally, and I think that's when people go to their shows. That's how they come to know them. So there's this Fleet Foxes thing, and when you hear some of the production and sound and the harmonies in this, it really is at their root. It could be Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young if they were back in the 70s, but now you would say Fleet Foxes. So let me just play this cut. It's beautiful.
Plays the tune for those who wish to overlook the fact that they've been blindly deceived by those who preach and pray and teach. But she falls short and the night explodes in laughter. But don't you come here and say so are you, and the lion's roar.
you back to me. Children's tale, the lonesome wail of a lion's roar.
Two sisters, Joanna and Clara Söderberg from Sweden, Stockholm.
A little more of a country twang than I remember from their previous stuff, but maybe I'm just misremembering it.
Well, it's also one of many new cuts we're going to hear from them. The younger sister is Johanna, and she plays a mean auto harp.
We'll have to have them in for a tiny dance.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got another duo in What Would All Songs Considered, an episode be without a girl-guy duo in the year 2011. That's what I've got. It's a group called Big Deal. They're from London. Their names are Alice Costello and Casey Underwood. It's very lo-fi music. There are no drums on the entire record. It's just their voices and electric guitar. It's called Lights Out. This song is called Visions.
Darkness coming, I miss you, you're right here. What am I doing? Why did I give it all to you? Inside my head, I still have these visions.
Band is Big Deal. Another guy girl duo, great duo from London. That song's pretty indicative of the whole record. Lights Out, their debut record, kind of stays in that same place as far as the mood goes, but very nice.
Yeah, like I've got something by an Indian singer. Her name is Kiran Aluwalia, And Kiran is like the Karen of...
Right.
Right, yeah. So she was born in India, grew up in Canada, has moved to New York. And the first song on this record is a song that in the 90s was maybe sort of my anthem. It was done by the guy who was the god of my music in the late 80s and 90s when everybody more was or less was listening to
Brian Eno.
Nirvana. I was listening to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Brian Eno. And there is actually a connection between Nusrat and Brian Eno and Peter Gabriel and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. And he had a record that he did in with a Canadian musician. The song is called Must Must. And it's
I know that one. Yeah,
you know that. And yeah, it's definitely. Absolutely brilliant. And she does three versions of that song on her record.
Wow!
Like the opening, she does an extended version. She does does one called Redux. If I understand the translation of it's M-U-S. It's like the word must, but with an extra T at the end of it. If I understand the translation that Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, the way he translated it was somebody who's lost in his work. This record by Kiran Alawalia is called Amzamin.
You said album.
Which she translates as Common Ground. All that said, the music in her voice is just beautiful. So let's listen to Must Must.
Mera virde hai dam dam ali ali sagilal kalandar mast mast
amazing to me. That is just amazing.
And that some members of Tenorwyn are playing on that song.
I can totally hear that. Yeah. Absolutely.
She's got music that comes from Persia, from India, from the Saharan Desert, all over this record. Her name is Kiran Ahluwalia, and the record's called Ams Amin, and it means common ground. At least that's how she translates it. I'm told there's some controversy about that, but
interesting.
I don't understand it.
I have to hear the whole thing.
It's beautiful. Before you take your last pick, how about this? I just want to tell people a couple of things. One is Altamar's Party's Magic Festival. It happens every year. Mark your calendars next October. We have concerts. We have like 12, 15 concerts that are either up or going up online, full concerts for you to hear.
I'm shaking my head with a look of bemused astonishment at the last couple of weeks that you've had. Radiohead, Olivia Tremor Control, Wilco, Nick Lowe, all those.
You mentioned Jeff Mangum or Portishead.
Yeah, Jeff Mangum and Portishead at All Tomorrow's Parties. I'm starting to have some concerns about how much fun you're having in your life, Bob. I think you might want to rein it in a little bit for the rest of our sakes.
No.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. I had enough crap this summer.
Yeah.
This balances that out.
Yeah. So. No. See, nature always has a way of balancing the scale. And you just had a two-week balancing session.
We didn't even mention the Emmy. But besides that, it was a really lousy summer. Yeah. Project Song. For anybody who's never seen Project Song, this is a good sort of kick for that to go online and take a look at some of these because they're beautifully shot. I don't take credit for just maybe the idea of Project Song. Beautifully shot by this fellow John Poole and David Gilkey. Take artists in a studio for 2 days, have them write a song, and we document it. And the one with Moby won an Emmy Award for a documentary.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So I played a group just a little bit ago called Big Deal, a duo from London. I've got another group from London. This group is called Still Corners, and they recently signed to Sub Pop for their debut record. Tessa Murray, she's the singer in the group. A guy named Greg Hughes writes the songs. And she's got this voice. It's just, you know, so ethereal, so haunting. It reminds me so much of Julie Cruz. Do you remember?
Yeah.
She did lots of things, but she's known probably best for the theme song to Twin Peaks.
For those who don't know.
Yeah, totally, that's it.
And that's not even her voice.
Well, yeah, scoot in, because you...
Okay, I got
out
that
of hell
planted.
With it. Let's just listen to Julie Cruz. That was
I got
from
that
her...
planted firmly in my head.
That song is from Floating Into the Night. Good night, everybody. The group is Still Corners. The singer is Tessa Murray, and I think you'll hear it in her voice. This whole record coming out on Sub Pop, it's called Creatures of an Hour, and it's sort of Lower Dens meets Julie Cruz. It has that sort of vibe. Perfect combination. I read Greg Hughes, who writes the song, said that he wanted the record to have this sort of air of confusion and uncertainty about it, and I think they captured it well. Still Corners, this song is called Submarine.
We got CMJ coming up in a week or so. I'll be there to do some coverage.
More fun.
Can I get another beer? From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan along with Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.